Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
First of all, if you could just describe, you know, what happened? How did you know you were sick?
On the 13th of March, I went home from work with a sore throat, and I'd heard through our HR alert system that somebody in the office had tested positive for that COVID-19. So on Friday night, I had developed that sore throat, and then it immediately turned into a temperature, which lasted 8 days. In that time frame, I had reached out to my primary care doctor, Pete Litson, and he did a couple telemedicine appointments with me and told me to watch out for shortness of breath. And on the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd, I went into the ER trying to get admitted, and I didn't meet the requirements. So they sent me home, but told me I was basically positive for the COVID-19 virus. That Sunday, the 22nd, I woke up and I couldn't breathe. I was having difficulty breathing. And I went back after talking to Pete. He told me to just go directly back to the ER. And at that point, I measured my oxygen level, which was below about 90%. And that triggered the admittance to the ER. So that started it.
This is emotional and scary. This is Jason here, Darren. Thanks for doing this with us. This is emotional and scary at the same time. Tell us about the hospital stay. How long were you there? And maybe paint a picture for what that was like, what the hospital looked like at the time.
I first have to mention the doctors, the nurses, the support staff. They were amazing. To be out there in front of that virus, helping people, risking their own lives, incredible. I can't believe the job that they do, and I'm so grateful. I don't think I'd be here without them. But it was pretty scary. Being alone is the big thing. You're isolated. You have no visitors. But, you know, I remember the two nurses. The day nurse was Kristen. She would come in, write her name down and her number, and she said, call me if you need anything. And then my night nurse was Stephanie, and she did the exact same thing, and they kept me going for, I was 12 days in total in the hospital. I was, I think, about 8 days in what they call the medical progressive care unit, which they were treating me for the respiratory issue. But it was, I would wish that on nobody.
And again, we are on the live line now with Darren McBride. He, again, nearly died from COVID-19, spending 12 days in the hospital. Again, Darren, sorry for that interruption there, but could you explain to us, when do you think that you started to turn the corner, and how did your symptoms change from severe to thinking that, you know, I actually might pull through this?
Yeah, so they put me on a series of antibiotics to start with. They treated me with that hydroxychloroquine, the number of steroids to treat the pneumonia, and the a combination of those antibiotics and the drugs, within 2 days, 3 days, the temperature went away or was reduced. And but I still had the breathing issue, and that was the bigger problem.
Hey, Darren, speaking of the breathing problem, did that maybe come back later on, a couple of days later, or no?
It started from day one, and they were treating me with two oxygen sources to try to keep me off the ventilator, which worked. But then they have to wean you off of it. So they, over that course of 12 days, took me from 100% oxygen down to 5% on the last 2 days. And I was able to keep my oxygen levels up, which made me turn the corner.
So Darren, I know you, and you know, I've seen you before.
Yeah.
You're a healthy, you know, vibrant man. Were you shocked to get this illness? And is this the worst thing you've ever had?
I think it's probably one of the worst things I've experienced. I'm surprised. I think of myself as a pretty healthy person. I try to eat right. I try to exercise. So it took me totally by surprise. My primary care doctor was floored by it. But it's one of the hardest things I've faced in life.
Having been so surprised by this to come over your body and take over your systems, what's the message to somebody out there who may be, well, maybe not taking this so seriously?
It is serious. I believe it depends on the person, their immune system. It impacts people in different ways, but I'm a pretty healthy person, and I was pushed to the brink. It scared me. I have three children, and it was a difficult situation.
Just an all-around great guy. Darren McBride, we are so grateful that you are okay and that you survived COVID-19. Thank you for coming on the air with us and sharing your experience. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me, and I wish all the best to the healthcare workers, the first responders, the doctors. They're doing an incredible job.